everybody, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, live from New Zealand and AMFM affiliates all around the world. Thank you very much for carrying the show. You're very, very nice and lucky indeed. Speaking of very nice and lucky indeed, we have a very special guest, Lindsay Williams, coming on the show today. But before I go to him, I wanted to talk first about being a truther. Just kind of, when you're trying to expose scumbaggery or try to stand up in any way, shape or form or have independent thought or really care about anything that really matters, you won't be supported in a lot of ways because the world's not designed to be that way. That's why good is the strongest, because good doesn't need support. It is its own support. Now, I wrote down today the four rules for being a real truther. Real is capitalized, like I'm shouting at you. Number one, don't put anyone on a pedestal. You can admire them and learn from them, but putting them on a pedestal means that one day they'll fall and crush you, the one who put them there in the first place. Number two, don't join anyone's group. When you ally yourself with others, you will quickly discover that you have differences of opinion. Come together only on the points you agree. The rest, insignificant as they may be in retrospect, can be approached at another juncture, preferably one where the gradual extermination of 90% of the world's population is no longer underway. Number three, think for yourself. Anyone forcing you to make decisions by offering ultimatums, telling you what you can and can't do, telling you who you can and can't be friends with, obviously does not respect your freedom. And if you follow such demands, neither do you. Number four, there are always times when we do know... Number four, do what you think is right. There are always times when we do not know what to do, which direction we must go. We often try to ask others this question, what should I do? Ironically, the best response to that question is, and always has been, ask yourself. Then ask, does it feel right? The best compass for your morality doesn't come from others. It comes from within. If you recognize this, you will never lose your bearings. Though you may experience ups and downs, just remember that the key to balance is being able to go to either extreme and return back to the center again. Thank you very much. Lindsay Williams is my guest. Welcome to the show, Pastor.
Vinny, thank you for the privilege of being with you today. I've been so, so concerned within the past week's time until when I contacted you. I felt it such an honor to be on your show.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm sure the feeling is likewise and mutual. Now, Lindsay, I wanted to take some callers today with you because I've heard you a lot on radio, and you've been on this show a number of times, and for some reason or another, I never hear I haven't heard callers being taken in, and I'd like to take that that opportunity now, if you'd be willing.
Benny, I would appreciate callers. In fact, I love hearing what the audience has to say and what they're thinking, because what's on my heart today especially is something that's happened within the past 7 days. I have been contacted twice in the past week by my elite friend and warned. Not warned against something I'm doing, but an expression was given to me back, nearly 3 years ago by Mr. Ken Fromm before he died, one of the top elite who have given me information over the years. And he said that by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead, not non-existent, but dead. And what I have received in the past week's time, I am so concerned for every person out there in your listening audience that they know how to discern what's going to happen. And they have, my elite have given me four pointers to discern how they, to know what's happening with the old, with the younger elite, the older ones out there now in the 70s and 80s, and the younger ones have taken over. And I want people to not take any loss when there is a financial problem in the world, Benny?
Well, let's talk about that as well, because that whole feeling of loss, there's a saying in Buddhism, I believe, if you have 50 loves, you have 50 woes, meaning the more you attach yourself to things, the more you lose when they're ripped away from you. So it's best not to have that attachment in the first place, but to treat everything with love equally. That way, you never lose nor gain anything, and love is already yours for all time.
Well, at the time of the Great Depression in 1929, there were some people who made great fortunes. There were others who stood in soup lines in New York and Chicago and San Francisco. There is no reason for people today to have everything they've got wiped away by the new world order and the fact that they want to bring in a new currency. And if it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. I'm very concerned that people today be able to put food on their table, that they still have something that is worthwhile to keep their family maintaining the lifestyle that they want whenever all of this takes place. And the elite have brought it to a critical state at this point. So however you'd like to go with this today, I've been told some very startling things in the past 7 days.
Okay, well, the caller lines are now open, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have any questions for Lindsay of that ilk, what do I do, where do I go, and all these things that I've told you not to do, call in 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. We'll be taking callers for the entire 2 hours of this show. Or Lindsay, have you... You do realize you're on for 2 hours, right? Or have I been mistaken?
Oh, I consider it a privilege to be with you for 2 hours. I think we can easily take the time in light of what I've been given in the past 7 days.
Mm-mm. A lot can happen in a week. What I did this morning, Lindsay, you know how our government officials, they actually belong to these other organizations and stuff like that, and they attend conferences where they're brainwashed with globalist, communist propaganda kind of things like that. Well, I've been digging around in the globalist government groups this morning, and here's a few things to freak you out. And this is just from New Zealand legislation. I'm sure with everybody else's, it's the same, if not worse. Firstly, we're signing legislation globally now, all right? A thousand legislators from all around the world sign a declaration on arms trade treaty, okay? And this is effectively banning small arms, you know, gun control, whatever. Secondly, we have a global union as well, and they have met 126 times. They've been around for that long. Thirdly, there's an international organization called Parliamentarians for Global Action. They have no list of members that I can find on the website. But David Shearer, the opposition leader here in New Zealand, is an admitted member, and you need to be an elected member of parliament in a country that has so-called free elections and what have you in order to get into the club. Oh, and government sponsorship of this organization as well. There's a huge list of government organizations from all around the world that actually are behind this big club. And you need to pay by credit card in order to join.
I like that. I agree. That is definitely something worth laughing at. But let me assure everyone out there in the audience and American Freedom Network today that there positively is a group of people, exactly like you're just referring to, Vinny, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Just briefly, since I know you have some new listeners, and I say very briefly, for 12 years' time, I was a pastor of a church in Florida here in the United States, and then I was invited to be the chaplain of the elite of the world, and for 3 years' time, I literally lived with these people, sat across the dinner table from them in a very unusual environment where I was in their environment, not them being in mine. Now these same people, 35 years later, are in their 70s and 80s, and they look at the younger elite who are out there now, who have taken their positions because these people I knew back then have now retired, have children, and they're very concerned for their children and their welfare. And these people are saying things to me that is the reason for my contacting you and saying, Vinny, please, I'd love to be able to tell people what it is that the elite are telling me that they're facing. And as you remember, about a year ago, one of these elitists by the name of Mr. Ken Fromm, he was senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, and he was 87 years of age, and he passed away. And just before he died, he told me a number of things, and then I remember 3 years ago when he had said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, whenever the Federal Reserve begins to buy its own Treasury issues, he says it's all over for the dollar. And then this past week with the contacts that were made by one of the elitist friends who is now in his 70s and was telling me exactly what's going on and warning me, I just felt such an urgency to get out to everybody on the face of this earth that I possibly can what it is that these people have planned, what they're going to do, what's in the works in the next few months' time, and what's not in the works for the next few months' time, and how people can spare themselves much heartache if they merely know the issues of what's taking place, Vinny.
Now, that very instance that you talked about there with the Federal Reserve buying its own treasuries kind of thing, it reminds me of a movie called Daybreakers, where vampires are ruling the world and all the blood's running out. And what happens is these vampires, they just start feeding on themselves. They just bite into their own wrist or something like that and drink their own blood. And then they start to mutate into this terrible monster that just swarms around and acts all feral and kills everybody. Not entirely dissimilar from the Federal Reserve. My very special caller has called in. Area code 607. You're on the air. What's your first name and state you're calling from, please?
Hey, Vinny, Lindsay, this is Mark from New York. Pleasure talking to y'all.
Hi, Mark.
Welcome.
I was wondering, what do you guys think about, we have a dollar collapse and we might have a euro collapse. With these currencies leaving the system, could we kind of flip the script and use that to our advantage and use that to get rid of the fiat currency system itself?
Well, you have put options, don't you? So, you know, you could bet on the dollar going down and lo and behold, it'll collapse and you'll get a huge payout. And, well, then, of course, you could do what the elite are doing and just buy your congressmen, buy your senators. You know, that's the great thing about being able to create money out of thin air when you know what's going to happen, because there's no limits to your bribery.
Well, it can be to your advantage. If you know when they're going to do it, if you know the signs to watch as to what's going to happen, and if you know what to get into, say the dollar does collapse. It's going to. It's inevitable. There's no way around it. But is it going to take place this month, next month, 6 months from now, a year from now? I have been given the signs as to when this will take place. There are four signs that you can know, and if you know them and understand them, the elite themselves have postponed for a period of time the collapse. And this has been going on since the last year of the administration of George W. Bush. And they are intentionally doing it in order to be able to create massive debt in every nation, every city, every county, every country in the world. Now, the thing is, when will they allow the collapse of the dollar and the euro and other currencies of the world to take place? If you know this in advance, you know.
Lindsay, are you sure that they do them all simultaneously, or what about one at a time?
They're going to do it simultaneously. It's not necessarily going to be one at a time. When one collapses, as off their plan right now, it's all going to collapse. And if
we're all sitting on the decks of the Titanic then?
No one's going to be exempt. I've had so many of my friends to leave America and go to other countries. Invariably, they have returned and come back to the United States of America. I don't know of a single friend that has left and come back, left that wasn't unhappy when they got where they were going. Maybe a few are still in the process of trying to decide. It's not going to be just the United States of America. It is going to be worldwide whenever the currency collapse takes place. Now, keep in mind that so much of the rest of the world today as we know it will not be affected. Nature's not going to be affected. The birds and the bees aren't going to be affected. Those who knew that the Great Depression of 1929 was going to take place, they knew why it was going to take place, they knew how they were going to do it. Those who knew spared themselves great heartache.
All right, we'll be right back with Lindsay Williams and our caller, Mark, from New York. If you want to call in, the number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. You're listening on to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Live streams at the website. We'll be right back. Places to run, ladies and gentlemen. When you're fighting an enemy that you know will do anything and is willing to risk it all, you got to do the exact same thing. So it matters not where you run to, it matters what vantage point you fight them from. Sometimes people would value the home territory. Sometimes home territory is not a good idea because it's wide out in the open and you're a sitting duck. My very special guest is Pastor Lindsay Williams and our caller, Mark, from New York. Mark, I'm sorry, would you be able to restate your question from earlier?
Well, I would just like to ask Lindsay that when everything hits the fan here and stuff starts to collapse, wouldn't that be a golden opportunity for a global resistance to the Federal Reserve Bank system and to reject whatever their new scheme may be, and to get everyone to do our own thing, hopefully?
There positively must be a global resistance. And that's the reason for American Freedom Network. The reason I do what I do is to try to help people understand when things are going to happen and what needs to be done in order to resist these people. For instance, one of the statements that was given me by one of the elite one day is if it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Now, we've got to have the wherewithal to be able to resist these people after they have destroyed the currency, whether it be America or the euro or whatever it may be. Now, what are you going to do? Let's say that you knew the date. I'm going to give you the signs, hopefully, in the course of the program today. But let's say you knew the date that the American dollar was going to collapse. What would you do in order to provide food for your family and have the ability to be able to resist the elite because you've made preparations and can have something to use in the interim while we are trying to overcome the powers that be and what they're doing?
It'd be nice to have a timeline because then, you know, it'd make a lot of people go, oh my God, okay, well, I better get off my ass.
Yes. In fact, one of them said to me recently, said, Chaplain, you must secure your assets. And I said, well, what are you talking about, secure your assets? The elite have already secured their assets. Number one, they have gotten out of paper. They told me this a long time ago. Sure, you'll see a few transactions on Wall Street, but not the elite have nothing invested in paper that they cannot afford to lose. They have it into tangibles. They have it into gold. They have it into things that are real. Now, you and I need to make preparations for what they're going to do. It's inevitable they're going to do it. With the American debt being $15.1 trillion, with that being more debt than all of the European Union or all of the Euro countries combined. I mean, this is so startling when I saw these figures the other day. You combine everything over there in Europe, and the American debt is more than all of the European countries combined. Now, it's inevitable that that debt cannot be repaid. So we know what's going to happen to the paper currencies that has nothing to back them. Now, what will you, as an individual, or what will I, as an individual, what will we be into whereby we can preserve ourselves, keep our family going, put food on the dinner table when this happens? And you can. You don't need to be caught off guard, and there are things that can be done.
Well, let's talk a date then. Is there actually a date that you're willing to reveal?
Yes, I can give you signs. And let me try to explain the date as far as date is concerned. I was told back, and I put it on DVD, by the way. I produced the DVD entitled 2012 back about 9 months ago. And in it, I told why we had not already seen a financial collapse. And I said the reason is because the elite have intentionally delayed it for the purpose of creating massive debt in every country in the world that they can possibly create it in, to the point that when they are ready to allow the collapse to take place, they can merely step in and say, America, your dollar, it's become worthless. It's not being used as a reserve currency of the world anymore. It's not being used as a petrodollar any longer. You're going to have to accept our new world currency. They'll say the same thing to Greece. Greece, we bought your bonds. We hold your paper. We'll step in now. Here's the way they have explained it to me. And I think they're probably saying this for me to help prepare my own family as much as anything, out of respect for the fact that I gave 3 years of my life to be their chaplain years ago. They've explained it to me, chaplain, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. And they said, we're going to hold it off as long as we possibly can without there being riots and massive disruption so that they can bring in their new world order their way, not necessarily by destruction of everything, and because the name of the game is control. So they said, chaplain, we will give you some signs so that you can know when we have held off as long as we can, and then when the collapse does take place, you'll be prepared. And those that you're willing to help will be prepared because you can know when it's going to happen. So that's what has been given to me recently that is, to me, is startling. Yet on the other hand, it helps to be able to help so many people because of what I know are the things that they're using to create, bringing this to an end and to a head when they're ready to.
Well, let's talk numbers then, because last time I heard you make a very accurate prediction was the oil prices, that they were going to come down from, like, what was it, $140, $150 a barrel down to about $40 a barrel, and it would happen in about 6 months' time, and it would last for about 9 months. Sure enough, it happened in 6 months' time, and it lasted for 9 months. And those very specific numbers, is there some kind of precise number sequential that these people are trying to pump through the global economy, like once we reach such and such quadrillion dollars in debt, we pull the plug? Or
yes, there is. And the statement was given to me, which I've already given, but I'll use it once again as a springboard to go where I want to go, that was made to me by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Let me explain, because this will help you to have an idea of how they intend to bring this about in creating such massive debt. Now, let's take the dollar, for instance. This same thing could be accounted as far as the euro, the Australian currency, New Zealand currency, whatever it may be. It will all come to a collapse at some point. Now, let's just take the dollar. In February of 2012, that was only just a matter of, March, April, 2.5 months ago. In February of 2012, for the first time ever in the history of the world, some of the largest economies in the world said, we're not going to use the American dollar any longer. China and Japan made a trade agreement. It has never been done before in the history of the world, in the history of the dollar in particular. And China and Japan made a trade agreement and says, the largest ever made on the face of the earth, and they said, we are going to trade products amongst each other, and we will not use the American dollar, the petrodollar, the reserve currency of the world. We will not use it in the sale and trade of these products. That had never been done before in the history of the American dollar. Then, in March of 2012, India said, Iran, we need some oil. And America has put sanctions on you. You can't sell your oil now after June the 1st to any European Union country. And India said, we need that oil. But Iran said, I can't sell it to you because sanctions have been put on me by America. And I can't use the petrodollar, the American dollar, which has always been used for the sale and trade of oil. I can't use it. India said, no problem. We will pay you in outright gold. We'll ship you gold for that 1 million barrels of oil every 24 hours that we need. Now, that has never been done. As long as crude oil has been used in our modern-day society, the dollar has been used for the sale and trade of that. But along now, then Saudi Arabia came along in March of 2012. Look at the progression here in 2.5 months. In March of 2012, Saudi Arabia said to China, we would like to supply you some oil, and we will build the largest oil refinery ever built on the face of the earth in China, and we will sell you oil, China, you need it for your economy, and we will not use the American dollar for the sale and trade of that crude oil. This has never happened before, and oh my goodness, today it's all over the internet. I just saw it this morning. China is in real trouble right now because they say we've got to sell goods to America. Yet on the other hand, we must have oil. What are we going to do? A real quandary is developing out there within the past day or two. Then we came along with April.
You know what I think the New World Order is going to do? They're going to pull off a simultaneous global financial collapse on December 21st, 2012. And then everybody who thinks it's the end of the world will see it as a sign of the times and bow down and go, oh my God, it's the end of the world. And then when the world doesn't end, they'll realize, oh, we're all slaves because we partied and stuff.
Well, yes, the world is going to face... But if people who are prepared, they don't have to face the loss. Now, let's look at the dollar. Three more items here real quick. BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They met in New Delhi, and this took place on April the 5th of 2012. And they said, we are not going to use the American dollar any longer for sale and trade of goods amongst ourselves. Then, on April of 2012, there is something, you write it down, SWIFT, S-W-I-F-T. It stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. And 10 countries got together, including India and China, and said, we are not going to use SWIFT, this organization that, or this banking group, that has always handled all telecommunications financial transfers as long as the dollar's been around and been the reserve currency. They said, we will not go through SWIFT any longer. Us 10 countries, in transferring our funds, we're going to establish our own bank, and we'll bypass the American dollar. Then, on April the 27th, just days ago, China said, okay, I need some oil, and Iran, not only India, but Iran, China, will begin buying oil from you. And this was just April the 27th. Now, of course, the Americans have gotten wind of the fact that the dollar is not going to be used. Okay, do you see within 2.5 months that the dollar has died? Now, it won't show up at the grocery store, the hardware store, and other places that you do business. It won't show up for maybe 6 months' time. The dollar is no longer needed. This has never happened in the history of the dollar being the reserve currency of the world. And I'm trying my best to help people understand that every bit of this is being done by the global elite because they want to bring down all the currencies, not just the American dollar, but the euro and the other currencies too, so they can bring in their new world currency, but the dollar. What the average American does not realize is within the past 90 days, the dollar has died. People don't need it. China and Japan don't need it. Iran and India don't need it. Saudi Arabia and China doesn't need it. BRICS, they say no more. Those countries, SWIFT, we're not going to use it. China and Iran, within 2.5 months, the dollar has literally died.
Yeah, man. It's being dumped like Clay Aitken albums.
And the sooner people wake up and realize the condition of where things are and just where we're living, the sooner people will take precautions and do something about it. They positively must get out of paper of every kind as quickly as they possibly can and realize the condition of the dollar, which has always, as long as it's existed, been the reserve currency of the world, also been the petrodollar. And the time lag here, can you imagine China, for instance, what was it, just a few days ago, said, we're going to let our currency float. Now, the average person didn't think much about that, but being on the phone with some of my elite friends around that time, it scared the daylights out of me. China, for the first time, allowed its currency to float from 0.5 to 1. I know it sounds small, but whenever you take how much Walmart does business and Target does business and other big stores do business with China and how much we get from them, from Caterpillar and General Motors and Boeing and all the rest of the companies, this amounts up big, big, big in the economy. And China said, we're going to allow it to float from 0.5 to 1 in relation to the American dollar. This was catastrophic. And especially in light of the other nations now, which have said we won't even use the dollar. So
that's essentially what they just did there by putting it from 0.5 to 1, is they've basically doubled the cost of everything that the U.S. does business with China and trading with the U.S. and the yuan dollar. You know, that's pretty substantial. All right, well, Mark, thank you for your call. You can stay on and have one more question if you like after the break. We also have the Greek calling in after you. And if you want to join the queue, ladies and gentlemen, 218-339-8525. If you're calling in from New Zealand, 001-218-339-8525. You've got like those little phone calling card thingies down from a dairy or something you can call in. Here we go. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Well, welcome back to use the new Department of Homeland Security pronunciation. My very special guest is Lindsay Williams. Talking about somebody who's incredibly experienced and expert in the ways, portents, and machinations of global scumbaggery. Having worked on a pipeline some time ago, living, breathing, probably not smoking and drinking with, but close enough, with the elite themselves. The people who actually really run the show. And nobody else has any fracking idea. You don't realise, and you never get advertised all these different little clubs and sects and cults and various whatnot organizations that these people align themselves with. Oh no, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want to tell you about what they do down there at the Bohemian Grove, where incidentally the Prime Minister of John Key was visiting just about the same time that Bohemian Grove was in session, at a very important time, while of course the United States was in a deep state of economic scumbaggery, where quantitative easing QE, you know? It's like somebody is issuing a queue for everybody to be injected with ecstasy tablet liquid form directly into the eye sockets to make them forget that all of the good nougaty juicy goodness of the economy is being slipped out of your neck through the teeth of an injected vampire python hybrid created in a lab by Monsanto. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's the lighter side of genocide because the world's so full of chaos and madness. If you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. And for some reason, I have no idea why, but the board at AFR is unresponsive and we cannot get the music taken down. So I've employed a little rant, and I don't even know if anybody can hear me. Well, I know people can hear me, all right. Now I do, because I can hear Mark cackling along in the background.
Yeah,
Mark,
we hear you, man.
Yeah. And also the Greek, you could speak as well. We're going to turn this into a little thing. We're just going to talk over the music together, you know. Talking over Bob Marley's jamming seems like a very interesting predicament to be into. What do you think? Hey, Greek, how you doing, man?
Hey, it sounds like a slow boat to Jamaica. Permission to come aboard.
Hey, permission to come aboard and just remember to pass the mainsail to the left.
All right, and permission to speak freely. I always love listening to your guest and you, of course, because I would have gone insane a long time ago without you, Vinny, or you're one of the few that actually are keeping my sanity around this time in the afternoon. Maybe just to put in a couple of pointers that I've discovered. The dollar was destroyed in 1933 as being a unit of money, and all of the currencies of the world are based on a credit. And the credit is actually, all the nations are based on a credit that are fundamentally basing the credit on the birth certificate. And that is the primary securitized instrument, and they have an unlimited source of credit. So what they're doing, really, is constricting the people's access to that credit to make them more susceptible to conquest. Because when you have to work twice as much and earn half as much in exchange, because you can't buy anything with credit, you just exchange it, you're weakening the social fabric structurally, meaning the health of the people, their ability to get around, and their well-being in general, to make them more susceptible to conquest. And why am I repeating that? It's been done before in Rome, it's been done before in Babylon, it's been done before in Europe, and this is typically the end of a credit system. Those who pull back the credit simply are doing it to expose a nation to being vulnerable by weakening its ability to engage in commerce. But the fact that the dollar will collapse is not true, because it had collapsed in 1933, and the dollar is nothing more than a receipt. That's why you have the serial numbers on all the notes of the world, regardless of what note it is. You'll see serial numbers repeated on the left and on the right, because it's nothing more than a canceled check on a closed account. You have the left-hand side, the serial number with a signature, which is the issuing signature, and then the note is repeated. They repeat the serial number to show you that you have an signature. It is we are actually operating, the entire world right now pretty much is operating in what's called a cashless society. You already are in a cashless society, because the meaning of cash is something exchanged for value. And since the notes are just made of cotton and paper, you could pretty much look on the commodity exchange what cotton and paper is, and that is the actual cash value, not the face value, which is perceived. So, in summary, the dollar has collapsed, and we've been living in a cashless society for over 70 years. The question is, how much are they going to restrain the credit to weaken the people's ability to sustain themselves, is really the point. And with that said, thank you very much.
I think the point is to make us cashless and to make life stressful.
A number of years ago, Daddy Bush announced a whole new
world order. And for the first time, they wanted to put everything in the world together under one head. They finally have been able to do just about what they want to. The UN, now we come along with a new world currency. I think I agree with the caller. Everything he just said is true. I think the only difference today and back then is the fact that now they want a one world currency so that they can bring about total control. One of the things I learned when I lived with the elite those 3 years, and believe me, I had one startling experience. For 3 years' time, I could hardly believe what I was hearing when I heard people talk about controlling nations and currencies and people. And the name of the game being control, I literally heard these people talking about this and sitting in their board meetings, and I was startled to no end because I'd been brought up in a wonderful Christian home. I had lived in a marvelous environment where I was a pastor of a church for 12 years, and all of a sudden I'm thrown into the midst of probably the most controlling people on the face of this earth, and I was shocked. I mean, I never got over the shock. I haven't gotten over it yet. And the fact that these people exist in a new world order, and they do want a new world order currency. And this time, I think probably the only difference in this and what has happened in the past is the fact that they want to bring in a total control worldwide with a new world currency. Well, in order to do that, they must destroy the American dollar, which, of course, as you've noticed, within 2.5 months, it basically has happened. It just won't show up at the grocery store and the hardware store and the drugstore for probably 6 months' time. But, Vinny, what you said a moment ago is so important. When China changed and said we're going to allow our currency to float from 0.5 to 1, you said double the cost of what products, if they allow it to go to 1, you were exactly right. Can you imagine Walmart or Target or one of our major department stores in America with nothing on the shelves marked made in China? And of course, this
would
was...
That would be beautiful if it all said made in America.
Exactly, Vinny, I agree. We need to come back to made in America. But in the meantime, they're destroying our currency so that they can, and destroying the euro and other currencies with me. The other day, someone called into a show I was on from Canada, and they said, is it going to be any difference with Canada? Well, look at what's happening with Great Britain right now. Big, big trouble. What I've seen in the news lately about Great Britain. The currencies are going exactly where the New World Order wants them to go so they can bring in their one world currency. But people don't need to bow to the New World Order. They don't have to be totally subject to them. They can make preparations in advance and spare themselves much heartache and still put food on their table and not have to be under their total control, Vinny.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see the amalgamation of the currencies is not entirely dissimilar from the dance, the bunny hop that they did in Gremlins 2. And they're all in one big long chain with their hands on each other's hips, and they're going, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. And each of one of those, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, is a little step. They'll make that currency, they'll make that currency, they'll make that region and that region. And then at the end, when you have the big almighty cha, you have every single one of those things that they've built up during the entire dance number collapsing all at once like a house of cards, and then you begin it all over again with them in control of the dance number this time. I think that's about as musical as I can make it. So thank you, Mark from New York, for calling in. After the break, we're going to have Sid in Kentucky and Tim from Wisconsin on with Lindsay Williams. Now, if you want to call in from New Zealand, you need to call 001-218-339-8525. That's 001-218-339-8525. And I think you might be able to call that for every country outside of the United States. I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. And you can join us in the chat room at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. You just search Vinny Eastwood, Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. Some people spell it with an IE, but when you have a look at IE, it means example for something. I don't think I'm an example to follow. I think everybody has to be their own. So VinnyEastwoodShow.com and what have you. Get us in the chat room. Give us some questions. Call in. We love the participation of the listeners all around the world. This is your chance, so we'll be right back after the break. Alert the masses. And I've been caught doing this myself sometimes. I find myself singing along to the songs as we're coming back from break and everything. I mean, mic's muted and everything. I don't want to look unprofessional, but talking about I am unprofessional. I'm professional at being unprofessional. I'm Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. What excuse do I need? My very special guest is Pastor Lindsay Williams. Welcome back for the second hour. I must say, you always give a lot of thanks and praise to everybody else, and I'm acting under the assumption that you get an awful lot of thanks and praise yourself. And you always seem very positive and onto it, and you're wanting to help out and everything. Do you ever find yourself in really, really dark corners where you have, I don't know, bad thoughts in your mind, and you're wondering how to even reconcile it?
Yes, Vinny, I do. There are many times that I try to put all these things together. I read a lot of newsletters, and I go on the internet and read what some of the writers and commentators have to say, and then I compare it to what the elite are telling me. And Vinny, I realize that they get so much of the information for these newsletters from I Think So, I Hope So, possibly Could Be, or maybe from some computer model that has been drummed up by someone who's had a fairly good record in the past. And then I come up with what the elite are actually telling me within that particular week. And sometimes the newsletter writers are right, sometimes they're wrong. My perspective and the way that I look at things, it actually comes directly from them. I try my best to stay with what they have told me. Now, earlier in the program, you asked for a date, and I'd like to give you one. You said, what is the date for this financial problem that's going to develop in the world? And I do have one. And I want everyone in your listening audience right now of American Freedom Network and the Vinny Eastwood Show, would you please get a pencil and paper? I need you to write down some things. Now, Vinny mentioned earlier that a number of years ago, one of the elitists, and by the way, I can use his name now because he died about a year ago. His name was Ken Fromm, and he called me on the phone, and he said, Chaplain, would you like the world to think you're a prophet? And he said it kind of jokingly, but I never take as a joke anything that the elite happen to tell me because they know everything they have planned behind closed doors. And Benny referred to it early in the show that he had said price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, actually went down to $42 a barrel. And it's going to happen within the next 3 months. And exactly 3 months, almost to the day, it happened exactly like he had said it, and it couldn't happen. There was no way in the world it could take place. And here in America, they were paying $1.50 a gallon for the gasoline at the pump during that period of time. but it couldn't take place because it would impact the currencies of the world and the finances of the world in such a major way. But it did. It happened exactly like that. Now, this is going to happen according to their plan also, barring divine intervention. And I never take credit away from God because he's able to do anything he wants to. In fact, it was by his providence that I was allowed to live for 3 years with the elite of the world and find out things that I can tell you, so in turn I can help you spare yourself much heartache. Now, here we go. I'd like you to write these down for me. If you want to know when the financial problem, the worldwide financial collapse is going to take place, you need to know four things. First of all, write down the word derivatives. Don't pay any attention to the United States Wall Street stock market. It means nothing. It is not an indicator of anything the elite are doing. They take it up and down the way they want it. Don't pay any attention to the euro. What happens to the euro's value, and how many Greece defaults there may be, don't pay an ounce of attention to it. It means nothing. Now, I'm giving you this, folks, the best I can directly from the elite themselves. Don't pay any attention to oil prices. They will take oil prices up to $150 a barrel at some point when they get ready to. The four things that you positively must watch in order to know almost to the day that this financial, whatever you'd like to call it, is going to take place. Number one, there's a gentleman, write this man's name down, because you probably want to look him up on the internet to prove who he is. His name is Tom Fowler, F-Y-L-E-R. He is a true Wall Street insider. He's an older gentleman now. And Tom Fowler was on Wall Street back 35 years ago when derivatives were first thought up. In fact, the word was first used. It comes from the word derived. They derive one thing from another. He was actually there. And his superiors came and told him that he was to start selling derivatives all over the world. He did. And only a matter of a few months later, one of the elite, and he and I compared notes and found out, I met some of these people, he met them on Wall Street, and they came to him and said, Tom, the reason that we are creating the derivative market is that someday when we get ready to, we can bring about a worldwide financial crisis. And they actually told him this 35 years ago. And when I met Tom about a year ago, I was put in touch with him, and we compared notes, and I was amazed. He learned some of the same thing on Wall Street that I learned on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline when I lived with these people. And I said, Tom, would you be willing to tell your story? And he did. Just a few weeks ago, he flew all the way across America, came to the West Coast where I live, and for the first time ever in his life, he told his story. All back to that point. Now, first thing you need to know is if you don't know what derivatives are, do a crash course immediately.
Hold on. We've got point number one was the derivatives. I think we've covered that. Point number two is oil's going to go to $150 a barrel. What's point number three?
Okay, no. Derivatives is point number one. Don't pay any attention to oil. They will take it where they want. All right, point number two. Whenever you begin to see a crack come in the derivative market, now, it has been estimated that derivatives in the world are over $1 quadrillion. Nobody knows the exact amount.
They're two plus, last I saw, according to Bloomberg.
Yes. It's so phenomenal, we can't even think about it. And what was told to me was recently, whenever a crack becomes and begins to appear in the derivative market, derivatives will be used as a method of bringing about this collapse whenever they want it. Now, how will you know? Derivatives, whenever they start to crack, you will have currency wars. Please write down the expression, currency wars. You can know this. You can follow it yourself, if you will. Whenever the derivative market begins to crack, you will notice currency wars begin. Now, this just started taking place. China, and this took place on April the 14th, China announced they were going to allow their currency to float on, against the American dollar between 0.5 and 1.
Pastor, Lindsay, I'm sorry. We're going to have to start going back to the callers because Sid here has been holding on the line for about 22 minutes. Sid, welcome.
Well, thanks, Vinny. Hi, Pastor Lindsay Williams. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. I've listened to you on many shows and never called in. I have a question for you because I've never heard you talk about what I'm going to ask you. You're a pastor and a spiritual fellow, and I'd like to know what's been revealed to you about the future from the source, my friend. We know what's been revealed to you from the source of scumbaggery, as my friend Vinny would put it, but we don't know what's been revealed to you by the source of creation itself.
A number of years ago, when I was on the phone with one of these elitists, and I gave it in my presentation that I made about a year ago in length, and they used an expression. The expression was devil's messiah, and I was so fascinated that this elitist would use that expression until it was a few moments before it actually registered it. And I went back and I said, wait a minute, would you mind if we go back to an expression you used a moment ago entitled Devil's Messiah? Now, you'll never hear this on the national media unless you happen to be talking to one of these people personally and they know you. You'll probably never get it. And so I asked him, I said, what do you mean by this? And he went on to say, these are the code words. This is the method whereby they would so demoralize the United States of America so that they could bring in their new world order. And he went on to elaborate what they were doing to churches, what they were going to do through the school system of America, how they would remove many portions of our Constitution. And he went on and on and on. I was so fascinated. They said that the only way they could ever bring America into the new world order was to remove the God that had made America great, which our founding fathers believed in. They had to remove that legacy from the nation before they could bring in their new world order. And it's called Devil's Messiah.
And the Devil's Messiah is a person, a pastor?
No, it is not a person. Has no relationship to the Antichrist described in the Book of Revelation. It only has to do with a system or a program, which they use that as the code words, and okay, all of their group know exactly what it is for the purpose of bringing about what they want to do in the demoralization of America.
So, if the media is talking about the Devil's Messiah with somebody in government, they can communicate kind of on the sly.
They would communicate with each other. They know each other's terms. Like back when Daddy Bush, many, many years ago, used the expression New World Order, he also used the expression thousand points of light. And nobody back in those days, I didn't either, nobody back in those days knew what he was talking about. Now, we do understand today what he meant when you used those expressions years ago.
Yeah. But Pastor, I know there's other people waiting. Vinny, one last thing, you'll understand this. Amazon thinks you're half a world away from me. And then I got to thinking about it, you are. Love you, brother.
You are technically on the other side of the world. Like, it's midday tomorrow for me right now, while it's like the mid-afternoon for you.
Love you, my friend.
All right, man. I'll see you later on in the future or something. All right, we'll go to our next caller now. We have Tim in Wisconsin, and Lisa from East Texas is holding as well. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hi. One thing that I thought of wanting to say to I know his name. I don't know. I get a mental block on his name all of a sudden.
Lindsay Williams.
Yeah. That I wanted to say to him is the thing that I'm glad to hear you express you know, belief that, that there must be a resistance against the New World Order is because I'm one that, you know, been a Christian believer. And the thing that I, you know, kind of hate to you know, to tell you, I haven't, you know, meant for anything to get me off from, you know, living it, but when I just, you know, look and see you know, the most American Christians making, instead of, you know, having that belief, you know, that they keep making, you know, Christian selling excuses, you know, to do nothing, you know, against any of that stuff. It's just, you know, made me not be able to help feeling like, well, if that's Christianity, it's leaving a not so good taste in my mouth.
Yes, I do understand what you're saying, and I likewise. I've been a minister of the gospel for over 55 years, and I am very, very disturbed sometimes whenever I watch my minister friends and how they know so little and present so little to that congregation along this line. But we must resist. You're exactly right. And when I lived with the elite of the world, one of the first things I learned with them is they are not afraid of anything except one thing. One, only. Currency doesn't bother them. Finances doesn't bother them. They've got Wall Street under control. They have Washington under control. They control the president. There's only one thing that bothers the elite. There are only a handful of them, and there are millions of us. And the one thing that bothers them is when the masses begin to wake up to their Ponzi game. It's the only thing that disturbs them. And right now, there's so many people waking up in America because of Benny Eastwood Show, American Freedom Network, other groups like this around the country that are letting people know the facts. There are so many people waking up that the elite right now are very concerned. Now, that is one of the greatest things that you can do in helping to defeat the elite and to, stop the New World Order, is to awaken as many people as you possibly can. And, Vinny, I appreciate so much what you're doing in this.
Yeah, yeah. And I appreciate you too, and the callers as well. Thank you very much for all your calls so far today. They've been really quite awesome. And it's almost kind of come to be something I expect from people who call into the show on American Freedom Radio, because if you listen to American Freedom Radio, you must be a pretty decent cat indeed. And after the break, we're going to go to Lisa from East Texas, and we've just had another caller into, and a mistake I made earlier was I started talking and postulating after we came back from the break instead of going straight to the callers and going to your questions and that kind of thing. I'm sorry about that. So I'm going to correct that mistake after the break, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. In the Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And a few issues over the break. Had some callers lost. If you want to call back in right now, we will go to your calls basically immediately. My very special caller right now is Lisa from East Texas.
I'm speaking Vinny. Good to talk to you and Pastor Williams. Thanks for taking my call. Pastor Williams, I do hold your recent DVD set and have been enjoying, well, sort of enjoying the information. And thank you for, you know, putting that out there. I remember you saying that about the reason why Obama might not get reelected is because he is a Muslim. And, you know, I wanted to bring something up and see what you thought about it. I'm also a Christian. I have been my whole life, but I've just been doing a lot of great reading of history lately. And as Christians, you know, we are always taught these days, at least in America, that we must be very afraid of the Muslims taking over the world. But what I've learned in my reading of wonderful authors, and many of them Christians, like Eustace Mullins, Elizabeth Dilling, many others, is that Zionism is actually probably the greatest threat to this world, in that Zionism and Zionist supporters and also high-level Freemasons and so forth, in, you know, old Illuminati bloodlines, they are really, truly the ones that rule this world. And the problem with Zionism is it's very connected into Bolshevism and kind of a global Marxist agenda. So my issue these days is that I've learned about the history of Zionism and their agenda, and I think as American Christians, we are being propagandized into seeing not, you know, Islam as the big boogeyman, so to speak, when in reality they're not who controls the world. Granted, you know, some do cause some mayhem and consternation, but largely the war on terror is a construct, and it keeps us not focusing on who the real problem is. It's the people that control global finance, the entertainment industry, the news media, and all the people who really need to support the Zionist agenda. And unfortunately, it's a Talmudic and Kabbalistic sort of mindset, as opposed to the Torah Judaism, you know, of Moses and so forth. So I just wondered what you thought about that. I really respect you, and but I'm just trying to help, you know, spread the word with Christians that we need to carefully analyze who is the real threat. And so what do you think?
There definitely is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. There's no question about that whatsoever. I lived with them. I oftentimes am asked the question that you just posed, and let me try to put it this way if I can. I lived with these people. I actually kept in touch with many of them for many years. One just died recently. I still have some others I stay in touch with. When I literally lived with them, I learned that there are people there from many different religions and ethnic groups. Yes, there are some Zionists there. Yes, there are some Christians there, surprisingly. And I wonder how they have a very difficult time of being in that position and be there. And there was many different colors there. And it wasn't just one. So right. Amongst the ruling elite, there are many different groups represented.
Yeah, it's a big eclectic mix, isn't it?
Right, hold
on a second. Lisa, okay. I wanted to say something, and I've been not been able to say it for the whole show. I kept putting it off. But you know how the global elite all come from, like, these different bloodlines and stuff like that? And if you trace them all back, they come from similar families, groups, and then you trace them further back, they come, you know, that kind of thing. I was wondering, is there also a resistance bloodline? Like, if you traced all the leaders of the resistance movement in the New World Order today, and did all the genealogy and everything on both sides of their families, both the mothers and the fathers, whether or not you'd find out that a lot of the people or the leaders in the truth movement are also incidentally related.
Well, that would be fascinating. I think that'd be a great project, Benny. It would be. It would be very illuminating, I guess you can say. You know, I think of people like Samuel Adams and Patrick Henry, and how they really resisted. They were not very happy with the construction of the Constitution as opposed to the Articles of Confederation, because it gave a lot more federal power. And they basically walked out of the convention and called people like George Washington traitors. Now, you know, I am not learned enough to expound on that any more than I just said, but I just think it's interesting that there have been resistors to consolidation of power for a really long time.
Well, let me show you what's happening amongst the elite right now. I haven't said anything about it on the program so far, but I'm glad you brought the subject up about the elite and who they may be. there right now is a real dissension amongst the elite themselves. The older elite, such as Mr. Fromm, that just passed away a year ago, the gentleman who still gives me a lot of information, who is in his 70s, they're seeing the younger elite doing some things they don't like. And this is very much to our advantage that the elite themselves right now have some dissension amongst themselves as to how this new world order should be carried out and how it should all take place. And again, take advantage of this opportunity. And it's wonderful for those who would like to resist the elite. But they are not all in one accord themselves right now. They have some real problems amongst themselves.
Right. Oh, that's a good point. That is a great point. I've noticed that, too. Can I ask you one more quick question, Pastor?
Sure.
Just in regards to gold, you know, I read Zero Hedge a lot. It's kind of a financial blog site. It's really good. And, you know, I've learned quite a bit about the manipulation of the precious metals markets. And I just am wondering, I'm worried, I have precious metals, but I'm wondering if they can control the precious metals such as gold, is that a danger in holding precious metals if they can control it and manipulate it to what they want it to be valued at when they, you know, right before they're bringing in a new world currency or trying
to? Didn't you need like U.S. minted coins that were pre-1933, Lindsay?
Yes. In fact, I have been told that anybody who buys precious metals at this point get pre-1933 gold. Now, silver doesn't matter. Any date whatsoever. Now, keep in mind that the currency of the elite is gold and silver. You say, can it be controlled? Yes. Will it be controlled? No. It's only going to go one way. I have been assured that the price of gold is going to go to $3,000 an ounce, and that is a very conservative figure. You're going to see silver go to $75 an ounce at some point. You say, are they controlling it right now? They're buying every bit of it they can. They're buying it by the tons, and that's the reason the price is being kept down. But as far as it going down, it may go down a little bit further. I don't think it's going to go much more from what I'm hearing from them. You're only going to see one thing. Buy gold. I begged people 3 years ago when Mr. Fromm said to me that he made it known that the gold and silver is the currency of the elite. You could buy gold then for $600 an ounce. I went on every radio show across America that I could get on, and I said, buy every ounce of gold you can buy. Those who took the word of the elite told it to me back in those days and took my word for it then, you could have bought it for $600 an ounce. Today you'd have 3 times 6 is approximately 1800, it's in the 1600s, 1700s now. You would have tripled your investment only because the elite told me that that was the way to go and this was their currency.
Wow.
You know, that's the kind I'd love to be shouting through a megaphone in an incredibly angry voice at a protest or something like that. Oh, goodness.
Hey, one quick thing, too, but what happens to people who have, I have some Canadian maple leaf. What happens to people who don't have the U.S. mint coins? What happens to that gold? It's still gold.
Don't worry about it at all. An ounce of gold is an ounce of gold. If you have bought maple leaves in the past, hold on to them. The only reason for the pre-1933 is because there is actually a law on the federal books that pre-1933 coins cannot be confiscated. And no silver with any date on it can be confiscated. That may never happen. They may never confiscate it again. It's my opinion they won't. But this is only a precautionary measure that I urge people, if they're buying from this point on, try to buy pre-1933 coins if they can.
And that's
it,
that's when you're talking about your currency. But the thing that I'm concerned about, Lindsay, is that you won't be able to get food with that currency because there just won't be enough to go around because there's a global food shortage coming. The thing is, we're approaching an apex of scumbaggery. We're many, many, many schemes that have been at hand for quite some time are all coming to their fever pitch together. Food, health, intelligence, all at an all-time low. And, you know, I think basically, like you said, bit of gold, food, and make sure you know how to grow your own food and also know how to protect yourself, especially from people who say that they're from the government.
There are four states right now in the United States of America who have just recently passed law that gold and silver coins minted by the United States Mint must be accepted by the grocery store, the hardware store, the drug store, any place that a person wants to buy something. Now, they haven't found a way to implement that yet. But when push comes to shove, you can be assured of one thing. A person who has gold coins minted by the United States Mint will be able to use them for purchases. They are legal tender, and it is so very important to have some of it. I still say, even at the price of gold right now, where you think it's high, it's not high at all compared to where it's going. Now, I do not sell gold and silver. You couldn't buy an ounce from me if you tried. But Vinny can tell you where to get it. But you do need to take the word of the elite if they've given it to me, the price in gold and silver. They are going to continue to allow it to go up, and it is their currency. So I don't think that they're going to touch it.
Do you think they'll have bank runs and try to keep people from accessing their deposits?
Oh, positively, just like it was in 1929. The last place in the world that you want to store your gold and silver is in a bank vault.
Right, right. I'm just thinking, if not everything is in gold and silver, and you've still got some hideous, fiat reserve currency notes in the bank, that's going to be pretty much, you can say goodbye to that.
Well, those who know the signs, and I'm
right.
Still hoping I'll get time on the program to give the rest of them this afternoon, those who know the signs to know when the elite are going to bring about this financial collapse, yes, they're going to go to the bank whenever they see the last sign taking place. And those who are willing to believe me, as the elite have given it to me, you can protect yourself. You'll be able to get that money out at the last minute before you lose it. This paper in your bank account, this IRAs, 401ks, whatever it may be. And people are going to take advantage of these signs in knowing what to do and when to do it so that they don't take any loss whatsoever.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. I had another question, but I forgot.
So, yes, there will probably be runs on the bank at the last minute for those who know the signs and have taking it at face value to know what to do at the right time, and you can save yourself so much heartache.
Oh, I know. Is the derivatives collapse any way related to the insolvency in Europe? Are those two things closely related, have they said?
Well, derivatives are worldwide. They're sold in every
right.
country in the world. And the
right.
derivatives, as it, that derivatives begin to show a crack in the market, is going to bring on currency wars. Currency wars will bring on trade wars. And the final fourth item that they have told me, the elite told me personally, to know is when trade wars, or currency wars first, trade wars develop. When they get big enough, it's going to cause interest rates to go up. And the moment you see the Federal Reserve begin to raise interest rates, you must have already made your decision about all of your paper assets before those interest rates begin to go back up. If not, you will have lost it.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions, and God bless you very much. And you too, Vinny.
Thanks
Good
for
to
the
talk
call,
to you.
Lisa. And also, my somewhat former producer would like to talk to you as well. So if you want to send us an email through the VinnieEastwoodShow.com contact page, we'd be much appreciated.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later, Lisa. Pastor Lindsay Williams is my guest. And if you'd like to call in, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 218-339-8525. First-time callers, welcome. We don't bite much. And you can also join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Now, what's your website there, Lindsay? Prophecyclub.com, is it?
Yes, Vinny. Go to, if you will, anyone who would like, go on the web to prophecyclub.com, www.prophecyclub.com, or you can go to our toll-free number, 888 888- 1-800-799-6111.
And we'll be right back with Lindsay Williams.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Oh, yeah. They are indeed in a process of rapid, uncontrollable change, the times they are. I was just thinking about the Berkey water filter ad that we got here on American Freedom Radio. It's got that cute American girl voice coming in. And it's got replacement filters. Blah, 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 blah. And I've been thinking about a lot of the ads, you know, just replacing certain words with scumbaggery, you know. Like the Berkey water filters with a special Vinnie Eastwood filter that even removes scumbaggery. Look, that's just how I amuse myself. Anyway, the caller number is 218-339-8525. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show. Pastor Lindsay Williams is my guest. Now, we were getting into those four signs that you need to look for. What I'd like to do, if it's possible, is just to go 1, 2, 3, 4, like if there's one word kind of thing, like number one's derivatives, number two's such and such, number three such and such, so on and so forth. And then we run through those four things kind of briefly because we've only got about 10 minutes, Lindsay.
A person can know when the elite are ready to bring about a financial collapse. And when they gave me this, I was utterly amazed. We went in studio and produced, just a matter of days ago, a 3.5-hour presentation on DVD that you watch in your home entitled Secrets of the Elite. I just got my first one last week. This is brand new. And I'm going in studio tomorrow. That's right. I have a schedule tomorrow to produce what the elite have told me this past week. And it's going on CD. And we're going to make it available to you with the Secrets of the Elite at no additional cost whatsoever. Please, you can know what the elite are doing. You can understand all of the details about them. This is a college education, literally on DVD, a 3.5-hour college education. First of all, when there comes a crack in the derivative market, how will you know it? You'll see currency wars take place. Secondly, whenever currency wars progress to the point that nations are having a problem amongst themselves, you're going to see trade wars. Whenever this happens and you begin to see trade wars, such as happened with Brazil, you do realize right now that the president of Brazil came to the United States of America just the other day, met with our president, and said, you've got to quit this QE1, QE2, and QE3 that you're about to go into because it's destroying our Brazilian currency. This is when you get into trade wars. Whenever this happens, the next thing that you're going to see, whenever trade wars really begin to grow, you're going to see interest rates have to be raised by the Federal Reserve. They'll have no choice. And the moment you see that happen, hopefully you haven't waited that long to discern the times. Please get our new DVD series, 3.5 hours long, and I'm going to do an hour and a half presentation on tomorrow, which will include with that 3.5-hour DVD series. Again, go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or our toll-free number, 1-888-799-6111. Save yourself heartache. You can positively know when it's going to happen. I just try to give it to you as the elite give it to me in order to be able to spare you much heartache and so that you can resist the elite. It is possible. And, Benny, I think we're going to win. We haven't even talked about that part of it yet. But with the crack that's coming and with the dissension amongst the elite themselves, I believe so many Americans are waking up that because of programs like yours and the American Freedom Network, I believe that we will be able to win over the New World Order, Benny.
Well, as I think it was Sun Tzu, you know, the old general back in China, he said that no battle plan has ever survived a battle. But if you are going to make a plan that can work, it has to be incredibly simple. And the elite plan seems very complicated, but the reality is it is very simple. And people need to recognize this, don't they? I mean, come on, people. The only reason why they tell you a whole bunch of different facts and figures and stock market readouts, this and graphs that you don't understand, that resolve into a massive thing that's giving you the finger, and people outside the stock exchange with signs saying "jump, you effers." This kind of stuff doesn't make any sense, and there's a reason it doesn't make any sense, because it's just there to distract you. Okay. I can wave my hands in front of your face in a very wibbly wobbly fashion and go and try and get your attention or something like that. So it'd be just as sophisticated as what these people are doing up here in the derivatives change, once you know what the heck is really going on. That there's 90% or something like that of the stock market is overinflated, overvalued, doesn't really exist. How do you think after the 2008 financial crash, 45% of the world's wealth was eradicated? It cannot do that unless there ain't actually real wealth there stored. You know what stores wealth? It's been used for ages and ages as a store of wealth to make sure you're not broke as or anything. You know why Indians wear gold around or everything on the day? Because it is wealth. Okay? And if you can't, you know, get a coin or something like that, a friend of mine, he had gotten some gold, like ounces of gold and stuff like that, and just bashed them into a ring and bashed them into an earring. And he just wears an ounce on his ear and an ounce on his finger. Okay, you can have real money on you if you need it at any time. Back in the days of Roman soldiers and things of that nature, an ounce of gold was capable of buying you a suit of armor that you were capable of going to war in. And today, you can, with an ounce of gold, it's worth about, what, $1,400, $1,500? You're going to be worth $2,000. That's a really nice suit that you can still buy today, because the value of gold doesn't actually change. The only reason why it's worth more thousands of dollars today than it is back then is because the currency is being purposefully devalued. Now, we have a caller here, area code 801. You're on the air. What's your first name and state you're calling from, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
Yeah, this is Dion. I'm in Illinois, even though it says 801 area code, because I'm using a magic jack.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, I just got one quick question for Vinny, for your guest, Lindsay. If the elite is so concerned about the people waking up, why are they telling you this information, knowing that you're trying to spread it out there on all the different radio shows?
Keep in mind that the elite that I knew 35 years ago now in their 70s and 80s, when people are facing the graveyard, they know that eternity is around the corner. They have children now who have grown up and are out in the professional world. You'd be amazed how much these people change their attitude and their mind. And some of them are giving me information that they would not have given me 5 years ago. But now that they are concerned about their own families, they're doing it. And I think this is the reason I'm getting so much information within the past few weeks.
Okay, sounds fair enough.
All right, Dion, we have another caller here. You're still online, so you can still talk if you want to. Joe in LA, welcome to the program, man. Have you got a quick question? We're running down to the clock here.
Yes, my question was if he's heard anything about this white hat movement, supposedly the counter to the elitists who are trying to destroy the current elite group that are controlling the world, and basically the whole story that Benjamin Fulford has been speaking about the last several months.
I have heard about that. I don't know much about it. I have heard it just as you have, and I do think that the elite will be defeated at some point. And I'm believing that because so many Americans and all over the world, people are waking up. I think there's a good possibility that we can overcome the New World Order.
Okay, that's basically my only question. I want to wish you guys a great day, and I'm here still at work, so I have to get back to work. I just wanted to call in about that. A lot of people are talking about it.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate the call. And also, Dion as well, man. I recognize you now, man. Thank you very much. That's like, I think it might be the first New Zealander that we've had calling into the Vinnie Eastwood show from America before. So, you know, thanks, Dion. That's awesome. It's like a milestone because Kiwis are like cockroaches. We kind of infest everywhere. So, we've come to pretty much to the end of the show. So, Pastor, if you have anything that you'd like to wrap up for anybody, any words of wisdom or guidance or even close with a prayer if you like.
Vinny, I love your accent. I haven't said a thing to you in private or on the phone about it, but I'm sure your audience likes the same thing. And you make a marvelous talk show host. It's been a privilege to be with you today. As far as what you should do, set that spiritual house in order. You should do that before you buy gold or silver, before you take any of the other precautions that are necessary. Set your spiritual house in order. Know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Know that your life is on the solid rock of the Bible. Keep in mind that the only thing that's going to be affected is currency and paper. You'll still have a wife. You'll still have children. You'll still have a home. You still hopefully have a paid-for roof over your head. And, yes, I would like to do just what you said, Benny. Our Father, which art in heaven, we ask for guidance and wisdom to every person in the audience of Vinnie Eastwood Show today and the American Freedom Network, and we thank you for giving guidance to these people so that they will know what to do in these trying times, and as you've said, that they are perilous times, and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
Indeed. And just remember, everybody, you represent the element known as iron. And you know what happens to iron when you keep applying heat and pressure to it? It gradually turns into steel. So even though times might be hard, they also harden you up. And you will survive if you really, really want to and don't give up. So thank you, Lindsay, very much. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for calling in, being in the chat room, and those of you who are subscribing to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, donating $5 a month for those commercial-free archives, thank you so much as well. We'll see you again sometime, folks.